And I will throw the question after what our brother has said. Is it worth doing it? Is it worth doing it? It's a very important question we have to ask each and every one of ourselves, especially when we are younger. I've been younger, and older brethren which are in the Alpha room here have been younger too. And they ask themselves a question when they were younger. Is it worth it? It's very important to answer the question, because it will, the direction your heart will take when you're young will tell where you will be many years later. It's important to know, is it worth it doing it, what we have read in Philippians? I just want to read two verses. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, henceforth, the crown of righteousness is laid up for me, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will render to me in that day, but not only to me, but also to all who love his appearing. And the second verse I want to read is Revelation chapter 3, verse 11. The Lord Jesus said to the Philippians, I come quickly. Hold fast what thou hast, that no one take thy crown. Hold fast. And in the context, the Lord was really appreciating what the Philadelphians were doing. And he says, hold fast so that nobody takes that crown. And then the Apostle Paul, after his whole life, he says that he's seeing the crown. Now, I want to give an encouragement for everyone. We have this old brother, Paul. He would have been taking lunch in the Alpha room today. Probably most over 60, huh? We have this old brother. He went through shipwrecks, beatings, and all kinds of difficulties for the Lord's sake. All kinds of stuff most of us, I mean, I think every one of us here will never go through ever. And this old brother, with maybe some scourge in the face or in the back, he's telling us, hey, Timothy, life is hard, but keep and hold fast what you have. Keep it. Preach the gospel. Keep the truth. Keep it by the Holy Spirit. Go on, my young Timothy. It's worth it. It's worth it so much. I've endured all those things, but I would go through it again. It's worth it. Do it. I'm looking at the crown now. I'm looking at the crown. Paul wasn't expecting to have a few more days down below, you know. Every day he was looking for Christ in his life. His whole life was a constant, continual investment for the things above. So when he knew the moment was going to come for his head to reach the floor without the body, he was like, good, I'll be with the Lord. Amen. He was not like one of those kings in the Old Testament when he was told by a prophet, well, give your commands to your house, it's finished for you. Then he wept. And then the Lord went back. He said, okay, I give you 15 more years. And there's a Manasseh going out of that. Huh? No, Paul was like, good, I'll be with the Lord. We can have such an attitude too if we have this daily walk with the resurrected man which is at the right hand of God. When we have our eyes on Christ and his beauties and his person, we will say exactly like Paul and give it all for him. So may we be encouraged. Is it worth it? I will tell you, my younger brother and sisters and each and every one of us, yes, it's worth it. And I will encourage you, if you want to go to conferences, please go to all the conferences you can go. When we are young, we have no money, but we have time and energy. Please use this energy and put it into profit to enjoy the things of Christ and of God. Go on, go, and get more of his person. It's worth it. And there's a crown at the end.
M344.